It was so extraordinary. You just knew that it was special. I mean, I hadn't done a lot of radio and certainly no television. So you're much more blasé, especially when you're young. You think it's always like that. I mean, I'll never forget my father saying to me when he'd heard it, and he just said, you know, Douglas Adams is a genius. And I said, yes, he is, isn't he? He is a genius. He's creative. And of course, he's got a sense of humour. But on the other side, he's got this scientific side, which is a fantastic brace. And it's very unusual, because to brace the two together, you get a worldview. You get a kind of cosmology. And that's what he produced.
Geoffrey McGiven recalling how the writer combined the comic and the cosmic to create something uniquely Douglasoid. Lesser beings would maintain that the easiest way of dealing with Douglas Adams's ideas is to run away, terribly fast. Thankfully, though, producer Geoffrey Perkins was made of sterner carbon-based stuff. He never went off the idea of progress.
I think, to be honest, the source of a lot of Douglas's inspiration in Hitchhikers comes from very, very mundane things. It comes from things like not being able to buy shoes to fit him in shoe shops and being delayed on aeroplanes. I mean, and then transport them into sort of futuristic situations.
Mice? What do you mean, mice? I think we must be talking at cross purposes. Mice to me mean the little white furry things with the cheese fixation and women standing screaming on tables in early 60s sitcoms.
Earthman, it is sometimes hard to follow your mode of speech. Remember, I have been asleep inside this planet of Magrathea for 5 million years and know little of these early 60s sitcoms of which you speak. These creatures you call mice, you see, are not quite as they appear. They are merely the protrusions into our dimension of vast, hyper-intelligent, pan-dimensional beings. The whole business with the cheese and the squeaking is just a front.
A front?
Oh, yes, you see, that mice set up the whole Earth business as an epic experiment in behavioural psychology, a 10-million-year programme.
No, look, you've got it the wrong way round. It was us. We used to do the experiments on them. A 10-million-year programme.
I think possibly the single most exciting episode I remember reading of Hitchhikers was episode 4 of the first series, because Douglas had really come to a halt with the story, such as it was, at that point, and you were just thinking, oh dear, is the thing starting to run out of steam? And then suddenly there's this episode which is full of big ideas, the whole idea of the computer solving the question, the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything was there, and that brilliant the brilliant narration speech about this galaxy attacking the Earth and getting their sense of scale wrong and being accidentally swallowed by a small dog. There was some wonderful stuff in there. And that, I think, to me, was the point I realised that probably this show was going to be very, very good.